You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty, the host. Obviously, we're having a bit of a giggle then, saying some things off air that we maybe should not say on air. But anyway, we probably will later. Let's see how we go. All right. Well, obviously, we've got a special guest in today, but we'll start from the left to the right and kick in. So, good morning, Herks. How are you, buddy?
Good, mate. Good morning, listeners. Good morning to our special guest. Very happy to have him here.
Yes.
And actually, he's talking about a tool award, actually. So yeah, that's like we might.
The sewer award.
Yeah.
The golden sewer.
The golden sewer.
We've got a few contenders this year.
Yeah, there definitely is. I think we'll announce something at the end of the show.
So I'll announce him, NASA October.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
The XL Presidente.
Good morning.
How
good
are
morning.
You, matey?
Yeah,
how you
good,
going?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, yeah, good.
That's it, mate. Good.
And buon Natale tutti.
Start talking about the mean kibbutana sul magazzo. All right. All right. Hopefully they can't translate that. But
Italian dumper.
Maybe everyone knows what that means then. But anyway, Wazza, good morning.
Morning, Rusty. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, buddy. Good. And Pickles, how are you, bud?
Morning, Russ. Morning, listeners. Naz, what a pleasure to have you in, mate.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah,
Life member, mate.
Recently retired, mate. It's an honour. So welcome, mate. Welcome, listeners.
Thank you.
That's it, mate. We thought we'd bring you in. You know, Herks had that good idea, bring you in and obviously mix it up a bit. And obviously you can talk forever and a day, and obviously you've got a lot of history underneath your belt, and all that sort of thing. So do you want to...
It doesn't matter where we go as organisers, someone knows NASA. Someone knows you. We could be on a warehouse in Dandenong and someone would be like, how's NASA going?
Well, 56 years, Herc. It's a long time, you know.
I think
1968 I started, you know. So it's...
What was the company you started with?
James L. Williams.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and in them days, James L. Williams done sanitary and mechanical. So I learned both sides of it, and then after a few years, they gave the sanitary side away and concentrated on the mechanical. Yeah,
that's right.
And funny thing, I was on the site when they finished up. I had James L. Williams members at a job in the city. Yeah, and that's when they went broke, Alan Williams, yeah. Took the cash and ran, yeah. So
it sounds like some of the contractors of
today. Coincidental, to finish, started with James O. Williams, and then,
So that was the start of the journey.
James O. Williams. Well, you know, I was telling her, driving in here, Alf Williams used to pick me up when I was a young kid. I was only 17 when I started on him, and I used to catch the bus down Bell Street, get off at Waterdale Road, and then I wait for Alf to pick me up in his red Jag. I've never forgotten the 56. And we jump in the car and he'd take me down Waterdale Road to the office and the workshop. Yeah.
There you go.
So 56 years ago.
That was the beginning of the union man, eh?
Yeah, that was the start, yeah.
And then obviously what happened after that? Obviously, when did you become a union official?
Well, how I became a union because where I got Collins Place.
Yep.
It was a massive job, the Twin Towers of Collins Place. And when the officials used to come there, because we used to have meetings on those in that era, just about every week. It was about 600 blokes on that site. It was a big site, back then. And Johnny Rose was the organiser in the city. And seen that I had a lot to say at those mass meetings.
So nothing's changed.
Just like, hey, I remember in the common when he was in the committee.
I couldn't contain myself. Yeah. And he came up to me after a few months when he got to, because this kept going on and on, the meetings, it was so big, that job. Yeah. And he said to me, oh, what's your name? He said, Nazar. I said, oh, yeah, all right. You got a lot to, yeah. He said, would you be interested in joining our committee? Yeah, I said, why not? And the rest is all history, yeah. That's how it started. Yeah, we've been vocal on the jobs and, you know.
Yeah. Then you were the vice president or something for a while, then president?
I was a committee man for a year and then I became vice president, yeah.
Yep, that's right.
And I was vice president right up to the time that the reignition team took over in 99.
Yeah, that's it.
And then naturally in that team, when we picked positions, they said, Nazar, we'll put you as the president. I said, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, lovely, mate. Yeah.
And the rest, off we went, yeah.
And you had some pretty significant sort of moments as well, didn't you, Nazar, obviously with the schools and stuff like that. That was a big part of...
Yeah, well, the schools, well, because, funny thing with the schools, right, when the old team were in there, Billy Davis, they had a good connection with the American unions, right? But the problem was that we just corresponded. No one actually went over there to meet them or they came over here. We just had correspondence,
Conversations.
We used to have correspondence with Nicaragua, Philippines, work at Leisure Links that I went over. Mm. So once the recognition team got in, about 3 years, I think 4 years later, Murph and Earl said, listen, why don't we go over, make contact and go over. So we organised all the thing. And, me and Tony went over and then Earl came over, and we met him. And the rest is all history from there.
Yeah.
That's how they taught us. They said, you've got to run the union as a business now,
Yep.
And they taught us how to do it with
not
the schools.
Not as crash and bash and all that sort of stuff.
No, and he said, what the biggest thing we took out of that trip in, I think it was 90, but in 72, I think, we went 70, we got in 99, 72 or 73. The biggest thing I got out of it said, you can't, with the master plumbers, the AMCA, the fight. You can't be fighting. If you're going to fight, bring them into the ring. In other words, bring them, make them business partners, come in and work together. And we did.
Instead of clashing knuckles.
Yeah, instead of clashing knuckles, and we were clashing knuckles, especially with the master plumbers. They said it was red, we said it was black. They said it was blue, we said it was yellow. So we never got on. And when in the old days, when we used to negotiate a pay increase for our members, it went on for months, but a lot of our members were on the grass for 3-4 weeks, And I used to say to Rutherford, they've said, these poor boys, when we finish up getting whatever we get, they've paid for it because they've been on the grass for 3 or 4, weeks. So now it's all different. But we paid for our own increase because all the money we lost. So out of that trip, we came back and we learned. We built all these beautiful schools, which we're still doing, right? And we learned to run as a business,
That's exactly right.
And now we all get on, and the whole industry benefits. Now when we have EBAs, we don't call our members to go on the grass for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. And so we just have a mass meeting for the members to endorse it, and off we go.
I think we're beautiful. The envy of a lot of other unions, mate, with the way that it was obviously set up 25 years ago. And was massively ahead of their time, It's
it's something that's rolled on to something beautiful, hasn't it? Because now with EBAs, there's only a couple that take us on, and they only last till about lunchtime. But anyway, we won't go there.
Like, one of them was smoker, wasn't half an hour.
that wasn't real. That wasn't real.
You set the future up, mate. You boys have set the future up for us young blokes, and we appreciate it. And obviously, we appreciate obviously your time as well for coming down here as well.
Pleasure, and obviously
filling in the members, because there is a lot of people do listen to this. There's a lot of bosses that listen to this as well, let me tell you about that. And they'd be listening. They probably wouldn't even know the history themselves. A lot of the younger employers.
And like you said, now the whole industry benefits,
That's right. And EBAs just roll straight over, mate. There's no blues.
Exactly.
And if there is a blue, we still will have a blue.
But we learned that from that. That trip
from America, from the United Association.
Absolutely.
Lovely. No, that's a good history lesson.
Oh, yes. That's where we put the union, and we said in 99 when our election platform, we were saying that when we get in, we're going to stop this bullshit 36-hour week and 38. So one side of the road gets a 36-hour. So we said to our members, we're going to get you right across the board 36. Going to get you better log service, and that's what we did. Everything we promised in the first 4 years of being in office, we've delivered. And the whole industry, I think the whole industry, being the ETU and the CMFEU, they realise if the plumbers union just got wiped out, Well, we all got to work together with the other unions, right?
That's right.
And we did. We got a campaign for 36, better long service, better workers' comp, better, and everything worked out. Hey, industry benefits.
Double time, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Double time first. Absolutely. So just saying that, I've left the industry now after 56 years. I'm happy where the plumbers' union is at the moment.
And where it's going.
Absolutely.
You're leaving with this inkling dividend. Like, it's still evolving. We're still evolving, still doing better for our members, and they're still benefiting, like, you know.
Yeah,
how many people have benefited from this dividend in the last week?
I had someone send me a screenshot the other day of $5,500.
Oh, did they?
So thanks very much. I'll take half.
It's called scheming.
Because I don't get any. No, it's great. It started rolling out. There was a bit of a slow rollout. They were trying to stop any sort of website crashes or anything like that. So they went through some of the other smaller funds first to get those members sorted. Before it got to the construction industry with our fund number, and it didn't help because it still crashed. But
yeah, I did.
The members are getting their cash, they're getting their money. Just remember, none of us are accountants, we're plumbers, and most of us aren't good at that. So speak to an accountant. If you're worried about tax and all the rest of it, speak to someone who understands it. But if you haven't gone in and made your claim on your dividend through Inklink, get on there, get on the Workerlink, log in. Make the claim. It's your money. That's what it's there for.
And you can't do it on the app. You got to do it on the actual internet.
Jump on the website.
Yep.
You'd be surprised how quick these members are to get it. Like every job I've been to let them know, like, yeah, we've done it already.
Oh,
yeah,
mate,
we've done it.
They can't download the digital card, but they can get their dividends.
That's true.
What's a couple extra grand at Christmas time, right?
No, I don't know. I love them. This digital membership card's a bit different. Yeah. Oh, got me cash, though.
Yeah, the benefits of being with the union,
good on them.
Yeah. I actually had a member say, can I claim my mobile allowance? Wow.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Wow, there you go,
Just in time for Christmas. It's a great thing. It's a great initiative.
Yeah. Perfect, yeah.
And it's just, again, it just shows how far we've come with Inklink in particular, that the fund is pretty self-sufficient now, not reliant on turning over so many of those investments to keep all the services afloat, that they can actually... take some of those investment returns and send them straight back to the members.
Yeah. So, that's right. Yeah, the insurances are still protected.
That's how far we've come. That's how much we've adapted it. We could have sat on our laurels and just let it do what it was doing and just be enough, but that's it's never good enough. We always evolve. We always make it better. And the world changes, so do we.
Yeah, lovely.
And that's a good point now that they're getting. When we started, when you got the sack, well, you had to go to unemployment if you're lucky enough to get the dole. Right? Mm. And they used to make it hard back in them days. You got nothing, right? So at least now our members have got this Inklink. It gets them, and that's what it was designed to do, to get them from job to job. If they're going to take 2 or 3 months, well, they've got some cash in the bank, right? Yeah, and now paying this dividend, well, there you go.
There's a few out there that like to look at it like a retirement fund, but it isn't. It's a safety net, and that's what it's for. It's
100%.
To keep you afloat until you find another job.
I
grabbed it over 20 times.
Like Nazza said.
Because I used to get the sack every job.
You used to find yourself on your ass down at social services begging for a job, pulling the tickets out, applying for everything and getting nothing.
On that, what you said, when income, this redundancy came in, I think it was $10 a week.
Correct.
$10. Yep. So what just happened, you work on that job, and when you finish that job, you can put a claim and get the money. Right? Mm. Obviously now it's all changed in the better.
Of course, legislation.
But when it first came in, $10. If you worked on a job for 12 months, well, you got $500, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So before the boss could put you off, he'd have to sign and get you the $500.
It's $169 now. $169 now.
Yeah, now it's nearly $170.
Unbelievable.
It's anything like bread and milk goes up, so does the Inklink, mate, and so does our wages and conditions.
Yeah, well, we've got the CPI increase attached to our one, and there you go. $170.
Yeah. Lovely.
And going up.
No, that's it, boys. All right, well, we're pretty much almost halfway through.
What a start to the show,
right? Big Nazareno, right?
We should have Nazareno every week.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
I'll come in there and give you a bit of
the old history lesson.
Naz's reflections.
Yeah, I love it. He should write a memoir.
from 7 till 7:30, Nazza Otobre's memoirs.
I love hearing a bit of history. Yeah. So, all right, guys, so we're going to kick over to a track. Hopefully it works this time because last time it stuffed up. But let's kick over to a track.
Oh, just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
And just like that, we're back. Far out. There was a few tales just getting told then. Anyway, we'll do the usual business. Herks, even though we haven't got too much longer left, voted someone up, mate.
Yeah, me and Pickles voted up Kieran McInerney down in Craigieburn. I can't talk about the job name, but down in Craigieburn, we'll say.
Yeah, okay. Secret job.
Secret squirrel job.
Secret squirrel job.
Last time I spoke about that job, or I posted about that job on social media, I got a call of Jake Cranny at 9:30 Saturday night saying, take that job down from social media.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Yeah. All right, we won't harp on.
Yeah,
too
so
much
he's out in Craigieburn with Lendlease. That's part A. Part B is kicking off early next year as well. So we'll have another rep starting first week next year. It's good. Kieran's he's coming to this later on in his career. He's in his mid-50s now. This will be his second job as a rep. Done his first job out at the airport. Done a magnificent job. That's good.
He worked for Complete or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Complete, Cook and Dowsett.
Yeah. Yeah, he worked for a few different companies.
He worked for a few. He was a foreman, leading hand. Yeah. He's on the whole.
He's done enough. He's not shy to speak his mind, and he won't take a backwards step.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he does his research. He knows what's right and what's wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lived experiences.
We promote Next Gen, obviously, quite heavily, but we do like when members say, you know what, I wouldn't mind having a crack. Doesn't matter, 40s, 50s. Like, we'll give him a go.
Don't say that. Nazar will come back.
To the next. I'll take Nazar. To the next gen. As the next gen, right?
Who's this bloke with the mustache in the back of the next gen?
In saying that, we did have our last. We did have our last next gen at the Fitzroy Beer Garden. Obviously, there was a few special guests that come down there and had a bit of a chat at the front panel and so forth. And it was just one legend after another rolled in.
It was like watching 60 Minutes Live.
But, it was a good...
It's like a live studio audience.
Yeah, camera's down, phone's down, but anyway, we're okay.
I was just waiting for... waiting for a reporter of the year to walk in.
So, that was interesting. It was good report backs. Gus and Josh did very well, obviously, that run the next gen and all that sort of stuff. So it was a fantastic time. The boys obviously let their hair down, had a good time, all that sort of stuff as well.
I certainly did.
I know. You were there to stumps. But anyway,
someone's
got to
make sure the place closes.
Best on, I heard.
Best on ground.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's usually. It. And we obviously went to Wodonga as well. Did the Wodonga picnic as well? Was
you want to? Yeah, it was a busy weekend. There Sunday. We took the kids up. They did it the week later, so it was good. Yep. Everyone was there. It was Big Fozzie's last picnic.
Picnic.
It might have been later. Last picnic. Duties as a
retired.
Retired
now.
As an official, so he's retired.
Him and Mark Travers. Yep.
Was well attended, there was lots of
Norm
kids.
Norm Kelly was there as well.
It's a smaller picnic, a couple of pony rides, camel rides, and it sort of reminded me a bit more of what it was at Mooney Valley in the 90s and the early 2000s. There was even a couple of running races down the straight. So
yeah, my son cracked it.
Yeah,
he didn't win.
My daughter come last. She's still talking about it.
And
she wanted the $20 voucher, she said. Calm down.
And that's it, man. That's what's been happening in your world, Pickles.
We did a late one for the year. We voted up Brent Leary down at the Elstonwick Brady's job yesterday. So he's down there with Adam Parks, who's a one of our previous delegates. He's taking care of it for the CFMU. It was
trader.
No, it was good to see Parks
get
in. And good to vote Brett up as well. And he's a poster boy for the travel insurance. He was showing me that he He got two medics sent out to Japan, and they brought him home when he broke his leg over there as well. So our plumbers union reps are definitely using our travel insurance. So guys, it's the last day is for the travel insurance is Friday, I believe. Make sure it's in by then. Is that right? Yeah, the 12th. Mm. So make sure you get your insurances in by then.
I should know. I'm the poster boy,
man. You're the poster boy. Yeah.
That's
exactly
it.
Right.
Also, Guestie and Jova.
I also got a message from the Axis Boys and Ash in Queensland this week. Just for a bit of a shout out, they do listen in every week. Ash has got them listening to it as well. So, g'day, boys. We appreciate the support from Queensland.
Paris listens to it.
Paris listens as well.
The smiling assassin.
So, I think we've got Australia wide as well, guys. So, yeah, all the listeners, not just in Victoria, all the bosses around Australia as well. I guess we can give you a Merry Christmas.
As well, you want to touch on that, or
yeah, you can touch on it.
Yeah, well, obviously we went to the boxing on Saturday.
Oh yeah, shit, yeah, touch on it.
Yeah. We went to the boxing on Saturday. You were there as well, was it?
Yeah, mate.
We did 3 days in a row, didn't we? Anyway,
we're like the Leyland brothers. We get around.
Yeah, and obviously saw Dave fight. He did fantastic. He ended up winning. What was the? I didn't even know what the weight division was, but well, he ended up beating it.
Mismatched.
You know, yeah, it was mixed match. There was one bloke that was 20 kilos.
Dave's fighting 96 kilos. Yeah. The other guy's 123 kilos.
He bailed the shit out.
It looks like
too.
I thought it was Billy Ramsey.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, no, so Dave did fantastic. Ended up getting him. And he did look a little bit like Billy, like a younger version of
more
Billy.
Bark,
yeah, a bit more bark.
Mate, he got in the ring. He got his three rounds under the belt and another win. So that's 3 for 3 for Dave. It's a good effort. And while we're on the boxes, Jason had a good win up at Queensland as well on the same day. Mm-hmm. So he's on a nice trajectory back into... You know, an opportunity to win a world title. Taught him everything he knows.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Toughened him up as a kid.
Dominic Molinaro as well. He's fighting for his... so he's got... What's he fighting? He's got the middleweight champion. And then he's going for another weight up. So, God, everything we touch turns to gold with the boxing sponsorship. Alex Al-Assad. Mate, we're killing it with the boxing.
Nuzza jumping in next week as well.
Yeah, exactly. The seniors.
The seniors boxing.
The masters.
Not the retired.
It's taken on Steve Rocco.
Retired members boxing. Oh, we had retired members as well, guys.
We did.
We had the retired members. It's always a great day to share some stories with some of the old boys that really lived it, went out on the grass and sacrificed a lot of things for us.
I saw ghosts getting around still, you know, which is good. So
I don't think out of the four organisers sitting in this room, I mean, we've all probably been out of work. It's a bit different. That was our own doing. But to actually
three out of the four.
To actually go sit on the grass to achieve better outcomes for this industry, I've never had the opportunity. So everything that I receive, I've inherited, I'm a custodian of, and I never really earned. So I thank NASA and I thank all those retired members that actually sacrificed wages and...
sat on the grass.
And their jobs to improve this industry.
Yep. Yeah. Their mortgages, their houses, their kids, their families. Mate, the whole lot. They've sacrificed it all.
Your brother was there, Naz? Good to see Nino.
Yeah,
Nino
was
there. Nino loves it. Yeah, he goes every year. Yeah. He was there the year before.
Yeah, he looks forward to it, Nino. Yeah.
So, but,
I worked with Nino when he retired, actually. He's a...
Yeah, that's right.
A few of his batteries went missing that day.
Yeah.
Herc forced him into retirement.
What are you doing, Hanks?
He thought, if this is the way the industry's going, I'm out.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing wrong, mate.
It's a good morning, that.
He's a good man. He makes a good vanilla slice, doesn't he?
He makes a vanilla slice?
He makes a very good vanilla slice.
Oh, my
gosh.
There you go.
Yeah. There we go. Maybe we can have Nino in next time as well with you, Naz. Bring some vanilla slices in.
Bring some vanilla slice and tell a story.
A snot block.
The Turnbridge leave their mark on the
floor. Exactly right. I think we're hoping for a statue of you on the roof at the new plumbers union, aren't we, Naz?
Yeah, Rob. Well, I said to her, when it finally does get finished, right, it's like they're building the Taj Mahal. It might take 22 years. But I said to her, if I'm still alive, I want to have the gold scissors, cut the ribbon and keep the gold scissors.
All right, guys, we're towards the end of the show. We better kick off because obviously the next crew want to come in. So once again, Naza, we appreciate everything you've done for this union.
And Merry Christmas to all the members and a wonderful new year filled with good health and happiness. And don't spend all that bonus all in one day, all right, for Minka Link.
I'm sure a couple of sprinkle fit as well, but anyway.
I'm sure there'll be a few venues around Melbourne rubbing their hands together, actually, Naz. So Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
Merry
thanks, Naz.
Christmas. Thanks.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
British government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the Union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which
side... You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.